Welcome to Eastern Promises, the latest and greatest music coming from Atlantic Canada here on CJLO 1690 AM radio, coming live from our studios on Sherbrooke Street West. I'm your host, Donald Roberge. It's an abridged version this evening. In Montreal, we have a yearly tradition called construction season. And as a result, I was stuck crawling along the Mercy Bridge on my way in. So we're a little delayed, but we wouldn't not be here. We have a special edition this evening that I really want to be here for. And so we're really stoked about it. PEI band Absolute Losers were in Montreal last month. They were here to perform at Sciences, alongside Montreal band Bracelet and Montreal by way of PEI group Prism Shores. And they were generous enough to drop by our CJLO studios and perform a short but explosive live session, one that I'm happy to play for you now. Kick things off with a new track called The In Crowd. And stick around, we'll have an interview with them afterwards. So here they are, Absolute Losers. Enjoy.
Yeah. big star. Now you sleep 40 hours a week since you're working at the mall. Same time, same time, yeah, yeah, yeah. I wish you were mine, my, yeah, 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 yeah. When I see you in the street, when my I don't.
Yeah, that was Charlottetown PEI's Absolute Losers with a melodic... There we are, with a melodic power-popping live set. That was pre-recorded in April at our CJLO studios. They were kind enough to grace us with some new tracks during this set, starting with the In the Crowd and followed by songs At the Same Time, Letter, and Eagerness. A video recording of the session will be posted soon on our CJLO website, so keep your eyes open for that, and I'll be sure to share it on my social media feeds. You're listening to Eastern Promises here on CJLO 1690 AM Radio and at CJLO.com, where we're playing the latest and greatest music of Atlantic Canada. Preceding their stop in Montreal last month, I was able to sit down and get caught up with two of the three band members of Absolute Losers, guitarist and vocalist Josh Langell and his brother Sam Langell, who sing and play bass. Here's our conversation.
Welcome, guys. How are you?
Very good. How are you doing?
Thank you.
I'm good, thanks. You want to start by introducing yourselves?
Sure. I'm Josh Langell, and I play guitar in Absolute Losers.
And I am Sam Langell, and I play bass and sing in Absolute Losers.
Is it just the two of you in the band?
We're missing our drummer, Daniel, unfortunately.
Where are you guys today?
I'm just at home, hanging out.
Yeah.
My home is after PEI.
After a hard day's work, huh?
Yeah.
Are you guys originally from Stratford or Charlottetown?
Yeah, Josh and I both grew up in Stratford, and Daniel as well. I've since moved to Charlottetown, but we would call Stratford our home base.
I was just wondering, how did Absolute Losers come about? How did you guys start this?
You want to take that, Josh?
Yeah, sure. Sam and I are brothers, so we've been playing music together since we were small kids and stuff. Both our parents are musicians, so you could say it started then, but you could also say it started when we met and started playing with Daniel through a high school musical. We weren't taking it. We never planned on, being as serious as we are now with it. But now we've been doing it for over 5 years now, probably. So it just started as like a fun thing to do, and it still is fun, but it's also more than fun.
I think it started through Daniel and I became friends in school, and he would come over, and him and I would play. Josh and I had a band room in the basement, so Daniel and I would just jam, play like stupid music or whatever, and I think we were just annoying enough to Josh that we convinced him to come play like Nirvana covers with us or something.
It
wasn't really supposed to be a band, then it kind of turned into it, I think.
Yeah.
Where'd you get the name?
I don't remember this, but the fellas tell me that I thought of it from seeing it on the wall at a bathroom somewhere, just like graffiti, I guess, or whatever. So I just thought it was funny. I was like, that'd be a hilarious band name.
I sense your music is definitely rock, maybe post-punk. I'm not sure. What do you categorize your music as?
It's definitely in broad terms, like rock, like kind of like retro rock a little bit. Power pop more so nowadays with our like newer material.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah.
We were going through a bit of a transition at the moment. Like when we first started playing, I think we were just into a lot of different kinds of music. And as our tastes have evolved and honestly kind of regressed to what we were into when we were kids, which is more like classic rock and like Fleetwood Mac and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of getting back to basics now.
You guys are getting some recognition now. Apart from being nominated for an East Coast Music Award in the Rock Alternative Release of the Year category, you recently took home two Music PEI Awards. I think one was for Pop Recording of the Year and even Single of the Year for your song By Fright. I was just wondering, how was that experience? Did you rent a tux for the occasion?
We went out and bought suits from Value Village, actually. But yeah, I was really surprised by that. The three of us were honestly very surprised and amazed that a chorusless post-punk song could be Single of the Year. But alas, it was.
your 2023 album At the Mall, in which By Fright appears. That album, I've heard it a few times. It's a lot of fun. It rocks. It's got some catchy pop hooks. It's dark sometimes, but it's funny. And it captures a type of energy that really connects with people. I'd venture to say it's reflective of you, or at least maybe the persona of the band. Is that accurate? And maybe can you talk about how the songs came about for that album?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I at the time was way more focused on writing guitar parts. So usually I would just like come up with like a whole bunch of riffs and stuff, bring it to Sam, and then Sam would write the lyrics. There's a couple that Daniel brought like full songs in, and I wrote some lyrics, but yeah, Sam could probably speak more to like where the songs come from, like, you know, message wise.
Yeah, I would say that humor has always been a part of the band, and it's, for me anyway, most of the music I listen to, I'm like kind of laughing along with at the same time. So there's definitely an element of tongue in cheek to the first album, and almost more so the music we're working on now. But yeah, like Josh said, it was, we had written songs in the past, like how he described, but now it's we're all bringing songs to the table with lyrics, and we're all kind of having an equal voice now with the message. So that's kind of how we're changing.
Yeah, it sounds like you're almost smiling as you sing. You can hear it through the music. It's great.
I would say that's accurate. Yeah.
Where was At the Mall recorded?
It was recorded in my basement in our like makeshift studio. Through a lot of trial and error, I'm happy with how it sounds. I think we did a good job of it. And then from there, we sent it to Graham Walsh, and he mixed it. And yeah, so it was all recorded at home.
It was great for us because although many terrible things happened because of the lockdowns, it gave us a lot of time to write most of the songs on that album, and just gave us time to record them during the periods when we were able to get together. Yeah. So it was a lot of just focused time.
Yeah,
and a lot of learning too that came with recording.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time like kind of figuring out how it's done, which is I'm super happy we did that, because now we can get together and throw a demo together without having to really think about how to do it. Like, kind of, we're not pro recording people, but like we can just like do it now, which is awesome, just through experience.
Yeah, I would recommend any band to get into self-recording at least a little bit, because yeah, it's amazing what, if you get a decent recording, what a mix engineer can do for you.
Yeah.
You guys have a new single out now called The Star Sweeper, and we can find that on streaming platforms, but I think it was produced and mixed by Graham Welsh.
Yeah.
Who also worked with you on At the Mall.
Mm-hmm.
How much input does he have in the creation of your music, or does he at all? You just kind of push him around? Or is he a big part of your sound, do you feel?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's a huge part of our sound. He definitely has had some impact on the songs on our new album, but everything that's out now, like on At the Mall and the single, was written before we met Graham, I'm pretty sure. So all that stuff is like, Graham has totally a hand in with how it sounds, but not with how it's written. But yeah, the new album that's going to come out at some point is, he's definitely more hands-on than ever.
Yeah, definitely with like the aesthetics of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I would say to that point too, like Graham didn't necessarily influence our At the Mall directly as much as the new stuff, but we were listening to a lot of music that he had produced that actually inspired us to write that At the Mall.
Yeah.
Kind of in an indirect way.
Yeah.
He definitely helped with that album.
I only bring it up because I feel that producers and mixers are kind of the unsung heroes when it comes to the end product of what you're hearing. They can really adjust the way that the record sounds and therefore how people react to the band based on what they're hearing, whether they're streaming it or on vinyl. It's really, and so I like to bring attention to this. the song also has a video for it. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool one, to be honest. I like the way it's lit. Who directed that?
That is Griffin O'Toole, who's based in Halifax, and they're really coming up on they're doing lots of really cool videos for tons of artists. I'd recommend checking out anything they do. But yeah, we were lucky enough to get funding through a music PI program called Golden Ticket. And yeah, they just gave us a way to make this video, and we took full advantage of it with Griffin. They knocked it out of the park.
You've got someone in the video. He's a custodian, from what I understand. I don't know who the actor is, but he's wonderful. my interpretation of it was that he's kind of dreaming of better things throughout the video, but maybe that's just my take. Can you tell me a bit about what your idea was for the theme or for the video?
We're keeping it pretty loose.
Yeah.
But I like your interpretation for sure. I think that's around what we were thinking.
That's fair.
With the custodian, yeah.
Yeah. I think I thought of the idea because the first music video that I saw that like really like got a hold of me, one of the first songs that ever really got a hold of me when I was like 4 or 5 was Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana. And there's the exact, it's a total copy of that video where there's the janitor that's like having a good time listening to music, sweep or mopping the floor. So yeah, that's kind of, that's where it really came from.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
This being a show about Atlantic Canadian music, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you how growing up in the Maritimes informs your songwriting and your sound, if at all, really.
Oh yeah, there's been so many good bands that I've had the pleasure of seeing, like as I grew up here, like there was all ages shows all the time and just a lot of good music, and it all kind of has a sound like, not, it's, there's obviously some different things here and there, but like there is to me a bit of a through line of like the East Coast rock sound, like Sloan or like Matt Mays or Super Friends, or there's, you know, a ton of really great bands. So, you know, just growing up and hearing them all on the radio and seeing the smaller bands actually live as a kid, yeah, it definitely got into us.
Do you have any inspirations? Any people you like in particular? Not necessarily from the East Coast, but in general. And they don't have to be musical either.
Yeah. One band in particular that has been a huge inspiration to me from probably 2020 onward is Big Star from the 70s. They're like kind of a legendary band that I kind of got to maybe a little late, but once I discovered them and got into them, they, especially just the songwriting and the guitar playing and the production of it all, like great drumming too, like, yeah, and a cool story to go with them. But
Sam, do you have any inspirations?
I'm a Beatles freak, so I just consume as much Beatles content as I can, and kind of, I'm listening to a lot of 60s music lately. Like I love the Birds and yeah, a lot of stuff that people might not think is the coolest thing on earth. But yeah, trying to embrace that lately.
I'm trying to think of one for Daniel too. What would Daniel's like biggest inspiration be? Maybe he's a big Michael Jackson fan.
Yeah, he loves MJ.
Prince, yeah.
Yeah, but he's also on to like Animal Collective and Panda Bear. Yeah. He loves that.
Yeah, and Broadcast. Loves Broadcast.
Yeah, he brings the cool factor.
Yeah, he does.
Gets us the points.
Yeah.
I'll listen to my buddy Holly.
Yeah. Yeah. I like Led Zeppelin too. That's my thing. But yeah, Daniel's got more, maybe some more taste or something.
What have you enjoyed the most about this whole journey?
The time spent with two really good guys.
Oh, yeah. No, it's true. Yeah, it's awesome to hang out with these guys, especially Josh and I are brothers too. It just gives us a chance to just have an excuse to hang out, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what's next for you guys? What's coming up this year or next?
We have had a lot of shows booked for the summer. I mean, we have this spring tour that will be over by the time this airs, I'm realizing as I'm saying. We're playing some festivals this summer, Hillside in Ontario and Paris
Drinks. In Guelph, eh?
Yeah, that's in Guelph. And Paris Drinks and Riverfest Alora. And yeah, we actually just got accepted to play at Lanyavanya in Newfoundland as well, which will be our first time in, like, with the band or just personally going to Newfoundland. So I'm particularly excited for that. And we'll have lots of new music coming out over the course of this year, too.
I got one last question for you guys, and I ask this question to all the bands I interview. What's the coolest thing you ever came across at a merch table?
Well, I'm blanking on it. Owen Steele, he had this like contraption where he had the cassette. He had a whole table where you could it kind of seemed like an Apple store or something where you could like really try it out. Like he had like headphones and he had like just this really nice display of like the artwork of the album too. So it wasn't like a object or like a product, but it was just the way it was displayed was really, really cool.
Yeah, go in and put the headphones on and just listen to his new album.
Yeah, there was literally a play button. Like, I don't think you had to like hit a screen or anything. It was cool.
I think it may have been built into a suitcase.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool.
Well, listen, I want to thank you guys for joining me today, and I wish you nothing but success in the coming years. I look forward to seeing you back in Montreal.
Thanks so much for having us on.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
You too.
That was my conversation with Stratford PEI's Josh and Sam Langell from the award-winning trio Absolute Losers, who were quite generous with their time. We appreciated that. And you can find some new tour dates that they've dropped this summer and other news by visiting absolutelosers.com. Many thanks to them. Maritime indie veteran Penny Stevenson, probably best known for her work with Fredericton experimental punk group Motherhood, has a new project called Penny and the Pits, and they'll be in Sackville this summer, appearing at Sappy Fest in August. Here they are with their latest single called Pool Party.
Just Êtes-vous motivé à vous engager au sujet des enjeux de violence de partenaires intimes? Participez à l'Assemblée annuelle générale de Femmes Averties le 8 juin 2025 sur Zoom pour découvrir les divers projets nos survivantes et nos bénévoles ont dirigés cette année. Que ce soit des formations personnalisées avec des partenaires ou des projets communautaires engageants, on a hâte à partager avec le public nos recherches et ce qu'on a accompli. Pour s'inscrire à l'Assemblée générale annuelle, visitez notre site web www.womenaware.ca ou nos réseaux sociaux à womenaware.mtl. Femmes averties, par les survivantes, pour les survivantes.
You're horrid, you're ghastly, and I love you true. So here are some presents I'm sending to you.
If you consider yourself a goblin, ghost, or a ghoul, then you should listen to Deadbeats on Fridays from 3 to 4 with your ghost at the most, me, Pretty Dead Boy. I play most things emo and alternative, and I promise it's just to die for.
You're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me.
That we all are meant, my darling. That we all are meant. Make sure the vibe's right from morning. Let we all are met, eh? Let we all are met, my darling. Let we all are met. Make sure the vibe's right from morning. Let we all are met, eh? Let we all are met, my darling. Let we all are met, eh? Make sure the vibe's right from morning. Let we all are met, eh? Take a moment for yourself before the day gets too stressful. For me, that type of time's essential. Ain't nothing wrong with uneventful. It's instrumental to my health. Child, I know I need it for my mental. The spirit form inside a vessel. Our physical is just a rental. Yeah.
I look inside in the morning for grounding and peace. So much on my mind, help me find a release.
Find a release. Let we all are met, my darling. Let we all are met. Make sure the vibe's right from morning. Let we all are met. Yeah. Let we all are met, my darling. Let we all are met. Make sure the vibe's right from morning. Let we all are met. Yeah. Is this a blight or a blessing?
A
sign or a message? High tide or divine intervention? See a sign of aggression. This life full of lessons. More time it depletes and depresses. What memories we repressing? High time we address it. Before reality are setting. Time flies when you're flexing. Hard times for the restless. More time for reflection, so
I look inside in the morning for grounding and peace. Grounding and peace. Always so much on my mind. Help me find a release.
So let we all our meds, my darling. Let we all our meds. Make sure the vibe's right from morning. Let we all are met. Let we all are met, my darling. Let we all are met. Make sure the vibe's right from morning. Let we all are met. Solstice sound, sound, sound.
Solstice sound.
That was Hola Med's new music by Halifax-based St. Lucian rapper K.O. with some support work by Halifax vocalist Zamani Falad, which you can find on major streaming platforms. And before that, I played the song Pool Party. That was by Penny and the Pits. Oh, the alliteration there. That's a new project by Motherhood's Penny Stevenson, and they'll be performing at this year's Sappy Fest in Sackville, New Brunswick. That's their annual music and arts festival happening from August 1st to the 3rd, and they've released their full and eclectic lineup, which you can now find at sappyfest.com. You're listening to Eastern Promises with me, Donald Roberge, and you can find tonight's playlist by checking out my link tree either by visiting the Eastern Promises show page at cjlo.com or via my Instagram handle at Eastern Promises CJLO. So here's some new music by Halifax pop artist and songwriter Rhea May, who's just put out a new four-song EP called Tiny Strands. This is Light Me Up.
Breathing the meaning, I've still been reaching for it. Call off the SOS and the war in my head. Just like the seasons, don't need a reason to unfreeze and leave it all behind. Thoughts smooth out the lines and the minds on the paths in my head. Oh, what a feeling just to be feeling something. Unfreeze and let it warm me up again.
Light Me Up, the latest by Halifax singer and songwriter Rhea May from her newly released EP called Tiny Strands. She'll be doing a couple of shows in Hubbard's, Nova Scotia on June 20th and the 21st alongside hip-hop artist Classified. And you can find her music and the show information by visiting RhiaMae.com. So I have time for one last track. You know, the last few months I've been talking about the East Coast Music Awards, the nominees, the winners, the controversies, what have you, and I'm ready to close the book on this year's edition, really. But not before honoring one last artist who won big at this year's ceremony. I'm talking about Montreal-based Newfoundland artist Heather White Luckow, also known as Heather Feather, winner for Children's Artist of the Year. Originally from Mount Pearl, Luckow holds a PhD in music theory from McGill University and performs kindy music. That's kids and indie music. I looked it up. It's actually a genre. And it incorporates folk, R&B, and jazz. Her second album, Together, will be released next month and will include themes of inclusion, acceptance, and belonging for all. So here's a sample. This is Happy For You. For Eastern Promises, I'm Donald Roberge. Till next time.
Not everyone can win, it's true, but that doesn't mean I have to be blue. 'Cause when I know I did my best, I feel good for me and I feel good for you. Even if I don't win the race, I can still put a smile on my face. It's a very kind thing to do and makes me feel good. strike out at different things. Sometimes we do so great, we're flying like we have wings. We all have talents and abilities, and what you were good at may not be the same for me. So even if I don't win the race, I can still put a smile on my face. It's a very kind thing to do. It makes me feel
too.